This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
To the attacks? Well, after you plow down people on London Bridge and you come out slashing with knives, you know, I do self-defense, blade and gun training, firearm training. You know what? One of the hardest things to defend against is a blade. How do you stop them? And how do people raise these insane questions? What are they missing?
They live in a fantasy land, Sean. For my sins, I went on CNN early this morning. Supposed to be a 3-minute hit. For the next
you have my sympathy. Great sympathy.
For the next 16 minutes, the host obsessed about one of the president's tweets. 16 minutes. There are 7 people dead in London. There are 48 people, half of them in the ICU, in hospital. And we're talking about tweets.
Dr. Gorka, thank you and appreciate it. All right, when we come back.
Well, you know, this is what Ed Pizzoli's talking about. You know, we're so distracted by shiny and sharp objects, we're really not paying attention to the matters at hand. It's like nobody's stopping to think about, you know, what they're saying. They're just, okay, well, I guess I just have to fill time, so I've got to talk. And, of course, when you have this ideology, and I don't know about you, but it's rather wearing, this whole anti, Trump thing. And, yes, I know we went through a little bit of that with Barack Obama, where you had the the sentiment going on. And that's, it's just a given here in our country. We are a contentious people. So I don't think anytime soon, we might have a bit of a rebirth and we might come together and sing all 56 verses of Kumbaya. But, right now, not very likely. The sides are very well defined and, rather stubborn. And, you go, okay, how's that working for you? Are we getting anything accomplished here? I mean, we've gone through a disastrous, I'd say, 2 cycles, most recent, in our government that has been very costly. $20 trillion in debt. Our military has been compromised. Our borders are wide open. we have no walls. The walls are broken. People are, flooding in here. And, yes, they're going back the other way, too. I understand. So maybe flooding is not the most appropriate word. But the idea, though, is that we are very vulnerable to interest that is not necessarily the best interest for America, especially when you have a group of people, claiming jihad and saying we are at war with you. They've declared war in America. And what do? We just kind of laugh it off like as if, they're a gnat and meaningless. Well, tell that to the families of the people who've been affected, who have empty chairs in their household now. Because the gnats are very dangerous, and they have wreaked devastation and terror here in the homeland. Certainly not to the levels that is being experienced in London or in France or in Belgium. But all the experts say, like last week, one of the experts says we're maybe about a year away of something like Manchester happening here in the United States. And why not? I mean, people that wreak terror, they're licking their chops when they see all the people that come together on a weekly basis. Just pick anywhere in the United States. There are thousands of people huddled, whether it's in shopping centers, sporting events, whatever. And to be able to be a disruptive force on the beacon of light that represents hope and liberty, boy, it would make their day at our expense. So we need to be focused on the things that seriously impact. Donald Trump's tweets, like Sebastian Gorka says, are irrelevant when you consider the things that we're dealing with right now that we need to be about on behalf of we the people. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. Glad you could join us 5 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's that sound?
Well, like one of the headlines this morning says, "Bye, Felicia, federal contractor arrested for leaking information." The Trump administration is plugging leaks, no doubt about it, especially coming back from overseas. No doubt the president was a little upset, to put it mildly, about the leaks that are happening in Washington, D.C. That is, unfortunately, that's the currency of the D.C. Beltway. But looks like reality lay Winner 25, facing charges after she leaked highly classified National Security Agency documents to a media outlet in May. Now, this is one. Supposedly, they have three in the crosshairs here. But now one has been unveiled in Miss Winner, 25 years old. A Georgia government contractor in Georgia who works for Pluribus International Corp was arrested by FBI at her home this past weekend. So, we'll see if we can do something about these leaks. But there seems to be more focus on that, and we'll keep you apprised on that issue. With us right now is Dan Blatt. He's the author of the recently published book, Understanding the Great Depression and Failures of Modern Economic Policy. He has over 50 years of experience in finance, law, media, and government. Dan Blatt, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
Hi, Bill. Thank you for having me on your program.
Hey, good to have you here to talk about the depression. I mean, this is one of the things that I appreciate about this show and being independent that it is, that it allows us to, get into some, things of historical significance, things that are being lost in translation in the halls of academia. I know we blame academia for everything and so much, but there are things that I hear repeatedly from people, who tune into the show, and they say, gosh, I didn't know that. I mean, I wasn't aware of that, this part of history. And well, we talk about the Depression. I mean, the Depression, even today has such an impact on, who and what America is all about.
Well, the good news is that the Depression does not join the litany of problems that you were going through.
Mm.
We are not going to have another Great Depression, because today we live in a globalized world, and the Great Depression existed in an autarkic trade war world. And the trade war was one of the several necessary components that caused the Depression.
Mm-hmm.
But of course, the ordinary business cycle is definitely with us, and people still have to run their businesses and their investment programs with the sense that there will be reverses in the economy, ordinary reverses in the economy, but not another Great Depression.
Right.
You shouldn't allow the catastrophes to scare the crap out of you with worries about another Great Depression.
Well, when you put it in those terms, in understanding the Great Depression, help our audience. Let's do a little history lesson here. You say that, trade was a, this all led in. There were a lot of moving parts that exacerbated us and found, you know, put us in the situation that we're in. So break it down, if you would, for us, Dan.
Well, there are complex factors, but to state it briefly, it all flowed from World War One. All of history in the 20th century flows from World War One. The Treaty of Versailles didn't help loading Germany up with reparations and Balkanizing the Balkans, but the United States government really got into the act in 1922 when it passed the Fordney-McCumber Tariff, which prevented all of the World War One debtors from earning the dollars they needed to pay and service their dollar debts.
Mm.
And that boiled on through the 20s until it affected our economy by the beginning of 1929. So you've got that whole scheme of things. The Great Depression isn't the result of one instance of a stock market collapse. That was actually had very little to do with it.
You know, when you look back at history, Dan, and you're the economist, I mean, you've had all this experience and everything, and I appreciate you taking the time to share your, your understanding of the Great Depression. And, you know, and I guess that was your motivation, is that there was so much about the Great Depression that we didn't understand. And even though you're confident that we would not experience another depression like that, because certain things being in place, we do, I guess it, you know, the onus is on us to learn from history, to take advantage of all those learning opportunities. And the Depression was a great learning opportunity, not only for America, but for the world at large.
Well, it's very simple. If government policy is actually destroying markets, like they destroyed the international markets, those markets can't recover.
Mm-hmm.
Markets normally are very resilient and recover. But if you've got policies like trade war tariffs, then the markets can't recover, mm-hmm. and you're stuck.
Well, and this is where we find ourselves today with that. We're kind of knocking on trade war tariff kind of territory. And the dynamic tension that you have here is I'm a free marketeer, Dan. I believe let the free markets work. But there's, you know, you get government intrusion, and not just the United States, but, you know, whether it's China manipulating, you know, currency or, you know, like, or just even manipulating trade and unbalancing the field of play, then you get issues and you get reaction. And this is where I believe Donald Trump is coming at on behalf of America and saying, look, it's not fair. We're being taken advantage of here.
Well, you're absolutely right. In the past 100 years, like I say, you're always going to have a business cycle. It's an essential part of our market system. But in the last 100 years, there hasn't been a single economic contraction in which government policies, ours or from abroad, the government policies haven't played a major role.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't have a free market business cycle right now. But fortunately, you don't have to have perfect markets in order to prosper. The markets are robust, and they do cleanse themselves from period to period. And I mean, China is the proof.
Mm-hmm.
That you can raise billions of people out of poverty with markets that are far from perfect.
Mm-hmm.
So we shouldn't despair about those things.
No, I think it's, again, it speaks to the innovation and ingenuity of humanity here. And, you know, I'm one, I just saw something, you know, a long time ago, Dan, about having a fair chance to win. And when you have that opportunity where you have a good chance of being successful and realizing your dreams, boy, that puts a lot of power to bear on the problems that people are dealing with, whether it's a local community or an international community, don't you think?
Yeah, markets are amazing things, even when far from perfect. As I say, it is markets and only markets that have raised masses of people out of poverty.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're worried about the environment, it starts with market prosperity. People who are not prosperous are not going to be who are worried about putting bread on the table tomorrow are yes. not going to be worried about environmental problems exactly. 50 years from now.
Well, Dan, we got to go to break. I got to hit the pause button here right now. Dan Blatt is with us, author of Understanding the Great Depression. More from Dan after this.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
This is Michael David from Seattle. I'm 51 years old, and 6 months ago, I started taking Andro 400 to increase my testosterone. Since then, I've lost 35 pounds of fat, and my waist went from size 38 to size 32. I have more energy, and I look and feel 20 years younger. And now, my wife tells me I have to take Andro 400.
Hi, this is Ron Johnson from Utah. After 10 weeks of taking Andro 400, I lost 13 pounds, and my waist went from 36 to 33. That was 8 years ago. I continue to take Andro 400, and I've maintained my weight at 172. Gained muscle and energy. I'm 63 now and feel better than I have in 30 years.
Andro 400, the natural way to increase testosterone, lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great. Try Andro 400, the safe, effective, affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Truth and nothing but the truth. This is Bill Martinez live.
I'll tell you, in the era of fake news, this is why the truth is so important. I mean, you know, think about it. If you're going to make a choice, make a decision, why not let's have all the facts, okay? And Dan Blatt is with us and supplying a lot of facts and insight into understanding the Great Depression and failures of modern economic policy. Dan has over 50 years of experience in finance, law, media, and government for nearly the past 2 decades. He's published and is the publisher and author of Futurecast Online. And he says with confidence that we will never, or should, maybe I shouldn't say it exactly like that, but...
In a globalized world, you have problems, but it won't be another Great Depression.
Yes, that's and that's encouraging. So we do share, in fact that... we have some global implications now, and I think part of the challenge we're having, Dan, is how do we blend this into the recipe that makes it win-win for all concerned?
Yeah, Bill, you're right on point. The problem with our economists nowadays is that when they evaluate the economy, they study the economics, when really you have to start with the political framework. With the laws and regulations.
Mm-hmm.
It is government policy that creates markets, that facilitates markets, that burdens markets, and that destroys markets.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to understand what's happening in the economy, you start with the framework of government and institutional laws and regulations mm-hmm. that the economy works under at the time. And that's difficult. There are no shortcuts. But that's where you have to go.
And it is amazing, as Ronald Reagan says, once you create some form of bureaucracy, it's the closest thing to eternal life, this side of heaven, so to speak. And, and this is part of the challenge because you get these policy wonks that think they know better. And a lot of it, I see, Dan, I think it's theoretical. But when you get it fixed into policy, because it's taken them so long to get there, boy, it's hard to make some adjustment to these things. And this is the thing that gets to be especially frustrating. And I'm sure, people like you and I that understand business, that look at it. If you see a problem in business and you see you made a wrong turn, hey, you just send out a new order and you make the adjustments and all of a sudden you start winning again. But when it comes to government policy, it bogs down.
Well, that's why what Ryan and Trump are doing with regulations right now is so important.
Mm-hmm.
The Obama administration wrapped the economy up in more than 500,000 pages of new regulations. You can't have a vibrant economy that's bogged down with those kinds of regulations. And they're now quite energetically trying to unravel that morass, and no matter what else you think of Trump and his other agenda, we all have to hope that they are successful in getting rid of that burden of regulations.
Exactly.
Because the economy will be tested as interest rates rise, and it's very important that it is free and flexible to deal with those burdens.
Well, we need the small business engine to be revving up, and certainly that's been the case. We were talking with Ed Bazzulli earlier, Dan, and he was talking about the excitement. And I talked to bankers, and they're talking new business openings like never before. It's like all of a sudden it's found its second life after the last 8 years where business was stifled.
What happened to the bankers? The last figures I saw was that Dodd-Frank was like a depression amongst the small bankers. We've mm-hmm. lost hundreds
yes.
of our small community banks because of the Dodd-Frank regulations that are punishing them.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't have anything to do with the credit crunch recession, but they're the ones
figure.
Who are being punished by all these regulations and the compliance expenses that they can't bear anymore.
Well, that's the problem. When you get all these unintended consequences when the government sticks their fingers in the pie and they think they have the answers. And particularly, I would say the Obama administration, operated out of theory more than anything else, Dan. I mean, it was like a faculty lounge brain trust running our government. And, if we regulate this, we do this. I mean, on steroids. And, here's Trump. I will not forget the look on his face when reality set in and he was at the microphone. He goes, I just want to tell you, this is a mess. the look on his face said everything. You didn't have to tweet anything. Just look at his face, right?
Right.
So
yeah, it was mindless. You had all these people
in the administrative agencies who actually believe that they're going to govern the economy from Washington, D.C., a centralized economy, and that doesn't work.
Well, the Trump team comes in, they find out, for example, to your point, Dan, 17 agencies have all this duplicative waste, which Tom Coburn had been reporting on for years, and you've got all this duplicated waste, and there's nobody in charge. You know, I mean, how do you...
Administrative costs are great, yeah. But the costs to the American people, if they would only be rubber stampers and not bother us, that would be better. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, a lot of these people want to actually do their jobs, and that's where the expense is imposed on the economy.
Well, Dan, in your book, Understanding the Great Depression, Failures of Modern Economic Policy, we're touching a little bit on the failures, but going back and looking over our shoulder at the Great Depression, what should be the main takeaway that that government, not only here, but around the world, should understand from the Great Depression?
Well, the main takeaway is just how stubborn, how mulishly stubborn politicians can be about policies that are tremendously damaging, tremendously stupid, and they refuse to get off them even as the world is falling apart about their ears.
Mm-hmm.
We have to have a little humility here. We can't have this hubris that government knows best. Now, I'm very negative about government, but let me point out what is obvious, that it is government laws and regulations as well as institutions that mm-hmm. create the markets.
Right.
The difference between a capitalist market that builds wealth and a Middle East bazaar or a market or the town square on market day is precisely the mix of laws, commercial laws, institutions, and so forth that build our capitalist market. So I'm not saying you have to draw a definite line between those regulations that facilitate the market mechanisms and mm-hmm. those that burden them.
Mm-hmm.
And under Obama, the burdens grew exponentially.
Well, you know, and I think part of the problem contributing to your point here, and I guess maybe that's the motivation for you writing the book, Understanding the Great Depression, is that somehow, and it's not so much playing the blame game, but we need to be able to determine, you know, what was the exact era of our ways. But when it seems that the political perspective gets involved here, a lot gets lost in translation. You know, it's kind of like, you know, Al Gore, he's got the Inconvenient Truth out, and so much of that movie didn't happen. I mean, his predictions fell flat on their face. And this is what puts the whole climate change argument into question here. And you got, you know, these sides that are having a hard time communicating. But, you know, to me, Al Gore lost all kinds of credibility, but he lives another day to be able to talk about things that... you know, that didn't happen based on his predictions. Now, if other people made predictions, they would be marginalized and not be allowed to be given place, but not for Al Gore.
Well, that problem with the Great Depression is that it is the phantom menace. It is there for propagandists, ideologues, and political interests to twist for their own purposes. There's a fog of mist
yes.
that has been put on it by economists and policymakers for their own purposes.
Well, there it is. Well, Dan, we got to leave it there. Congratulations on the book, available at all the usual places, and will be linked on our website at BillMartinezLive.com. Dan Blatt, I'm Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Dan.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park, or the beach, or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-981-9347. 800-981-9347. That's 800-981-9347.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Does matter. Bill Martinez live, without a doubt.
Hey, let it be heard, okay? Maybe the shot heard around the world, maybe the shot that's heard by your congressmen and by your senators, and I say the shot, a phone call shot that says, look, get about the people's business. Let's get this government rolling again, okay? Hey, we're going to talk a little eye love, huh? We're going to talk cataracts, all right? One of the most common eye health conditions associated with aging. And for Hispanics, by the way, it's the leading cause of vision impairment. In time for Cataract Awareness Month, which happens to be June, Alcon, the global leader in eye care and the division of Novartis, is releasing results from the My Cataract Survey, which gained insights from about 1,300 people aged 60 and older who have undergone cataract surgery. Now, you can imagine some of the findings. Many people surveyed report that cataracts makes performing simple day-to-day activities more difficult. Cataracts bring about a range of emotions before and after surgery. I thought that was interesting, that it was an emotional experience and dynamic involved here. There's a disconnect between people's perception of life before cataract surgery and their experience after. And nearly all the people surveyed would recommend cataract surgery. Well, we're very fortunate to have Dr. Carlos Martinez. Now, we'll tell you, he's not related. I wish he was, because he's a great guy and he knows eyes. And I'm probably going to need his services, being in the Hispanic range and also in that age range as well. Chairman of ophthalmology at Long Beach Memorial, highly respected, accomplished ophthalmologist, as well as one of the leading physicians and surgeons in Southern California. Dr. Martinez, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Bill, it's such an honor to be in your show. And I wish we were related.
Yes.
Maybe a few thousand years ago.
Hey, we probably were, but I'll tell you, that could be handled. You know, if you can find me a vegan taco, can you imagine a Mexican vegan? I've been, this is my third week, and, I'm not missing the carne, but I told him, I said, as long as you don't take my tortillas away, I think I can manage this, you know.
We're going to talk about how diet affects cataracts. So this all ties in.
Oh, it all ties in. Well, perfect. Well, let's deal with cataracts head on. What exactly are cataracts?
So cataracts are the lens inside the eye, which is usually transparent, gets cloudy as the years go by. So it's a little bit like if you had a camera and the lens starts to get cloudy, your pictures will not be what they used to be.
Mm-hmm.
They'll be cloudy. The colors won't be as vivid. And the amazing thing is that a very quick procedure can fix all that, and vision can be restored and very often improved immensely.
Mm-hmm.
Nearly everybody who lives long enough will develop cataracts.
Now, when you talk about it, and I hear a lot of my friends, you know, they went in for cataract surgery and that sort of thing, and you say it's pretty simple. They say as well, but tell our audience, you know, what a cataract surgery, what when you say it's a quick procedure, what does that mean?
So cataract is an outpatient procedure. Mm-hmm. You go over to the ambulatory surgery center, you get dilated, the surgery happens. The surgery takes about 10 minutes. It's usually not painful.
Mm-hmm.
There are no needles. And usually by the next day, you can see a lot better than you saw before. So your golf game will definitely be better than it used to be.
Oh, that's it. I'm over there now. You're improving my golf game already. So what do you replace the lens, or we just clean the lens? How do we, you know, what happens in cataract surgery?
So that's exactly what we do. So we actually replace the lens. So the lens is like an M&M.
Mm-hmm.
We take out the inside of the M&M. We leave the sugar coating, and the sugar coating then serves like a little envelope to hold the new lens. We slide the new lens in there, and you're done.
Wow.
And then vision starts to recover.
Well, that is pretty simple. And you say it's like a 10-20 minute type procedure. I mean, it's like when I went in and had my eyes lasered, you know, and that was like, you know, wham, it was so quick and easy. So I imagine I already got a little preview of cataract surgery. Now, let's talk about the survey itself, Dr. Martinez. You know, what were some of the compelling findings from the survey that you discovered?
So you mentioned Alcon conducted this survey, and it is the global leader in eye care.
Mm-hmm.
And they did a survey called My Cataracts because the emotional impact of cataracts has sort of been neglected, and cataracts are associated with depression. The vast majority of patients prior to cataract surgery felt frustrated, annoyed, and they even felt older than they should.
Mm.
And after cataract surgery, they felt more satisfied. They felt happier. They had a greater appreciation for their lives, so much that the vast majority of patients recommended surgery to those who might be debating the procedure, feel a little scared, based on their own experience.
Well, you know, cataracts are like one of those things, you know, it just kind of creeps up on you, right? I mean, you know, before you know it, you're just not seeing quite as clearly, and you adjust, you get kind of used to it. But and that was the thing that stuck out for me was the emotional consequence of having cataract surgery. It's like all of a sudden you had this, you know, this filter that was pulled back, and oh my goodness, I can see light again. I mean, that's pretty amazing, huh?
It is pretty amazing. It is pretty amazing. You know, cataracts are a little bit like when you walk into a room and the room smells, and eventually you stop smelling it, you forget how the environment was. Same thing with cataracts. They progress so slowly that
mm-hmm.
people tend to ignore the changes. They tend to adjust, just like you said,
mm-hmm.
and they may even limit their lives for no good reason. They start not driving at night. They start not reading because they assume that change in vision is what God has given them as time has gone on. They think it's a function of aging.
Mm-hmm.
Aging alone doesn't impact vision. Cataracts do. And
yes.
The most common reason why your vision decreases is a cataract. So if you have changes in your vision, you should have them checked.
Yeah, when you think how important vision is and how it affects every aspect of our life, as you say, Dr. Martinez, I mean, we got to quit taking this thing for granted, and we need to move on this. Now, it was noted in the intro, Hispanic community greatly affected by cataracts. So, you know, why is that?
So the Hispanic community is greatly affected. In fact, 1.7 million Hispanic Americans suffer from cataracts, and that numbers expected to grow fivefold over the next 20 years. In fact, the National Eye Institute projects that 9.5 million people will have cataracts by the year 2050. So it's a significant problem, and the most amazing thing is that when we do cataract surgery, we can actually take care of cataracts, and we can also take care of astigmatism. So if you've worn glasses all your life,
mm-hmm.
you might be able to do your cataract and get your glasses free after that. The reason why cataracts are so common in Latinos may be somewhat some genetics, some may be environmental due to an increased incidence in diabetes and things like that.
Yeah, just don't tell me it's about the salsa. I mean, you know, because you can't take my tortillas, salsa, you take that away. I mean, you know, it's, but, you know, that's,
so this is, so Bill, this is where diet ties in. So if you're a diabetic and you don't control your blood sugars, the blood sugar level has been associated with cataract progression. So the rest of us might be able to enjoy the tortillas a little more, but if you're diabetic, you need to stay away from them.
Exactly. Well, boy, I tell you, with this line getting longer, I may have to get in line over there at your office sooner than I thought. Now, what are some available treatment options for cataracts?
So cataract surgery is a 10-minute surgery. We go in, we remove the old cloudy lens, and we give you a new one. At the time of surgery, we have options such as fixing your astigmatism, fixing your nearsightedness and your farsightedness, and sometimes we can even treat glaucoma simultaneously.
Well, will it guarantee that I won't shake over a 3-foot putt anymore? I mean, you know, is it going to give me a 300-yard drive? I mean, this is exciting stuff that's going on here. What about other eye conditions that cataract surgery addresses, Dr. Martinez?
So cataracts, if you leave them unattended, they can lead to blindness, reversible blindness, but blindness nevertheless.
Right.
And if they grow enough, they can also contribute to the development of glaucoma. Cataract surgery can decrease pressure, so it can be of benefit to glaucoma patients. And more importantly, and the thing that people cherish the most, is that we can get them free from glasses, so we can treat astigmatism and cataracts simultaneously with the same procedure.
Now, what about recovery, real quick? I'm meaning to ask you, how long would somebody be out?
You know, I ask patients to not go to work that day. They can play golf the same day if they want to. They come see me the next day, and they can really resume their lives immediately. They don't want to do heavy lifting or getting water or dirt in the eye, but, you know, most of my patients go play golf the same day.
Well, that's great. Where can people go for more information about cataracts?
So we have two places that we would like to send patients to. We have an English website called mycataracts.com. And we also have a telephone number, 1-844-MY-CATARACT.
Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-8785. 800-430-8785, 800-430-8785, 800-430-8785.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
For more information and the interviews you love, go to BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, get involved in the conversation. Let us know your thoughts at hashtag BML Talk. This is Bill Martinez coming at you in over 280 markets across this country, around the world via shortwave. Our next guest says the key to successful leadership today is influence. It's not authority. Feedback is the breakfast of champions, and none of us is as smart as all of us. I like this. I like the line here. I'm gonna hold on to this. I love when you get these nuggets of wisdom that come down the pike like this, and you can write this down. So the key to successful leadership today is influence. It's not authority. Feedback is the breakfast of champions. None of us is as smart as all of us. This is why it's so critical in this country today that, we find a way to get on board and focus on something that we can agree on and get this country moving again. But it's going to come more from the outside than the inside. That's clear. The inside, the elites, the ruling elites of the Beltway is what got us into this mess to begin with, and this is more authoritarian than it is by influence that's taken place. I mean, case in point here to what our next guest is talking about, and we're going to talk about his brand new book about mentoring, the 1 minute mentoring. And of course, you mention 1 minute anything and immediately you think of Ken Blanchard, because he is the one that, brought it all to focus. I mean, with the 1 minute manager, you remember that? What an incredible, incredible book that is. I think it's sold, over 15 million copies here, Ken, now?
Yes, it really has done amazing. And we just revised it recently. It's called The New 1 Minute Manager, to kind of update it, because when they didn't have an ebook, they said read it, and we laughed because the 1 Minute Manager was on his intercom system, of course. Nobody's on the intercom system. And
right.
A number of other changes. We changed the 1 Minute Reprimand to 1 Minute Redirect. But it's number 2 on the business bestseller list already. Imagine after 5 years.
Amazing that is so pertinent, especially in today's culture. I look back at the time, and you were really rather prescient with that book, in knowing that we were heading into what I call the microwave generation, where we stand in front of a microwave and yell hurry up because things don't move fast enough. So, like, if you're going to correct me and redirect me, I'll give you 60 seconds. The egg timer has just been turned over, so go ahead and make it happen right away, right?
Absolutely.
That's great.
Yeah, speed is really fast. And so I think that's why mentoring is so important nowadays, mm-hmm. particularly since, Claire Diaz-Ortiz, who's my co-author,
She's 33, and she was one of the first employees at Twitter, and she
exactly.
came to me and said, Ken, in the past, mentors have always been older, and I think we could learn wisdom from you oldsters, but you all could learn something from us youngsters, particularly around technology. So we initially got interested in the whole concept of cross-generational mentoring and how you can learn from each other.
Well, and exactly. That's what happens oftentimes, Ken, I found, and I'm sure you have as well, is you find yourself teaching that which you yourself need to learn. And that educational process occurs in the mentoring process, right?
Yes. That's a great line. You always teach what you need to learn.
Right. I have to laugh at myself because when I was put into an adjunct professorship in Southern California for a season, I'm going, wow, you know, I am, you know, this is something that God wanted me to learn here because I am learning a lot from these kids. It was quite the ride and quite the experience and quite the blessing because I think at the very heart of what we all want is that we want to have this sense of contribution and productivity. I think this is the growing frustration that our country has been subjected to in the last, you know, decade or so, is that it's just not doing what it needs and what it's crying to be doing, if that makes sense.
Yes, and you know, one of my feelings, Bill, is it's so silly for companies to let people go completely when they're 65 or above.
Yeah.
Keep them on at least part-time to mentor young people.
Exactly.
And those young people help the retirees learn about technology so their retirement could be more impactful. And I think that it's silly to lose that wisdom completely.
Without a doubt.
I'm all for that kind of thing.
Well, and I like that Claire, you know, could see what was going on and brought to you this proposition that, you know, we need to talk about mentoring because you have these millennials that are coming in. I mean, what a powerful force that's right here on the horizon. And we've been saying, Ken, that we need to get them at the starting line, get them out of their safe spaces, you know, understand that, look, at they can go out and make a difference, realize their dreams, and do not get so frustrated that they just, you know, end up stifling themselves.
Yes, and I think that the older people who can give them wisdom will protect them, too, from doing stupid things that don't help them in organizations. You know, how can they contribute in a positive way rather than in a negative way?
Well, because we've been there, Ken. We grew up and we had all this passion, but not as much knowledge. Now we got the knowledge and we're lacking on passion. So we need these millennials, the combination of the two of us. You know, like you say, and I quoted you on this quote. I said, boy, I'm going to emblazon this in my office. The key to successful leadership today is influence, not authority. Feedback is the breakfast of champions. None of us is as smart as all of us.
As all of us.
It's a great line.
And that last one, I think, is powerful, Bill, because that's that 1 + 1 = 2, and that's
exactly
what we're really finding. And we talk about in 1 minute mentoring is the power of the mutual learning that takes place.
Right. Why is mentoring, Ken, the secret ingredient to professional and personal success?
Well, it's interesting. I've looked into it and asked people. I don't know anybody who's successful who can't tell me a couple of people or more who really helped them along the way. I bet you had some mentors, Bill, in your career that you can
Absolutely.
Look back and say, wow, I certainly wouldn't be where I am without what I learned from them.
Exactly. Well, in your book, you talk about, I like this in mentoring, you've broken down the acrostic in mission, engagement, network, trust, opportunity, review, and renewal. And I imagine in review and renewal, it's like a wheel. You just spin back into mission, engagement, network, and you keep going through that wheel process.
Yes, and I think this acronym really shows people what are the steps, because mission really is where the beginning of it is. What are we trying to accomplish, both of us? And then engagement is how do you want to meet? You know, is it person to person, or is it online, or some combination? And is network, you know, how can you help each other, you know, learn from people that you both know, and trust is always so important in relationships. And opportunities is what kind of things can you see out there that could be helpful to your mentor or your mentee. And then finally, review and renew is you constantly need to say, how have we done? Have we accomplished what we wanted to? Do we want to continue? So it's a nice acronym that tells people what mentoring is all about.
Exactly. And in your book, you address several types of mentoring,
partnerships, including you get peer-to-peer, you have adult to adolescents, apprentice to master, cross-generational, and mentoring within a company.
Yeah, I think that's where we don't want to lose the older folks and, and let them mentor younger people, and they're going to learn from them too. So it's an ongoing process. I often say that if you stop learning, why don't you lie down so they can put the dirt on you because you're already dead.
Exactly.
So, well, this is all about continuing to learn.
And you're right about, you know, I mean, here we are. We're getting a little bit older. You got a birthday this week yourself. So, you know, we don't see ourselves going out in the pasture. We still have a lot to offer here. And I see companies that open up that exit door, and I see a lot of assets going out that door. It's almost like you want to be there and capture these assets and redirect them because they're not over yet.
No, and I think it's just so silly to lose them as assets and how they can help your younger people, you know, because the young millenniums and all, they have a lot to contribute, but they also could learn some stuff in terms of how to be more effective in what they're doing. And so it's just silly to lose the wisdom. And so I'm really excited about it. People say, you know, when are you going to stop writing? And I said, probably when I die, because I'm learning. My mother used to say, why don't you write a book by yourself? I've only written two by myself, one on golf. So many people helped my golf game. I didn't know who to write with and my spiritual journey. But I've constantly learned in these relationships, that's for sure.
Exactly. Well, this one here, in terms of mentoring, people say, well, how do I become a mentor? What do I do?
Well, I think it starts with your intention to be one, because I think if you tell people in your network that that's what you're interested in, you're going to find someone. And how do you get trained to be a mentor? Just be a great human being who cares about people, who's willing to listen and share knowledge and all. So it's a human being 101 is the training for being an effective mentor.
Exactly. You know, it's sharing your life experience, you know, the things that you've gone through. They're easy. It's not like you have to go to some special class. It's just go out and have a conversation with someone. And then as a mentee, you know, go out there and find a mentor. And that's the call to action. And, of course, this book that you have given us, in terms of the 1 minute mentoring, is a great outline. The great ideas there that will be an encouragement to mentors and mentees alike. So Ken, that's the mission for us. Okay, that is going to be the focus. Is that find a mentor, find a mentee, right?
Absolutely, it really is really fun, and so I'm glad to have an opportunity to share with you, Bill.
Well, Ken Blanchard, I appreciate it. Always an honor to have you on the show. Congratulations on the new book, available at all the usual places. And it's just been released. And Claire Diaz-Ortiz, a former Twitter executive, worked with Ken on this book. And it is a true blessing. The 1 minute mentoring, how to find and work with a mentor and why you'll benefit from being one. Ken Blanchard, happy birthday. Good to have you with us, sir.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews, here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
It's a no-brainer.